Johann Sebastian Bach is among the greatest organists and musical composers in history. While history has contained many instrumentalists and musicians, and many of them great, Bach, by God's grace, was, like others, a dedicated Christian of the Lutheran Confession of Faith. As we review Bach's life and work, it's not hard to see why he's depicted in our windows as a musician of God. Born in 1685, Bach grew up in a Christian home, for some of that time in the town of Eisenach, which is present-day Germany, in the shadow of the Wartburg Castle, a castle in which Martin Luther had been given refuge and protection more than 150 years before. By his baptism into Christ and the faith nourished through his days, it may not be surprising to know that on one occasion in his life Bach is said to have remarked, "The purpose of music can be nothing but the glory of God and the restoration of the heart," Bach's assessment. This conviction may well have driven the creativity and industry of this man. Bach, a musician of the Baroque period, was known for his use of four-part harmony, of modulation, or the changing of key within a musical piece, and of counterpoint, among other features. These, though, he employed so often not for their own sake, but in service to God and for the sake of the magnification of the Word of God. His life's work has left for us St. Matthew Passion, St. John Passion, his Christmas Oratorio, Easter Oratorio, Ascension Oratorio, his Mass in B Minor, to name but a few. The website for the Museum of the Bible notes that most of Bach's 1,000 compositions were for use in worship and in the Lutheran liturgy. How many of them do you know? Well, more than you may realize, I'd bet. From organ works, preludes in our sanctuary, like sheep may safely graze, to choral pieces, like the ever-lovely Jesu Joy of Man's Desiring, or the Easter choral piece, Alleluia, for Christ the Lord is Risen. And don't forget arrangements for the hymns we've sung. Johann Sebastian Bach is responsible for the composition or setting of 6 hymn tunes in our hymnal, Lutheran Service Book, including the Transfiguration hymn, "'Tis Good Lord to Be Here," or the Passion hymn, "'O Sacred Head Now Wounded,' or the tender hymn, "'O Jesus So Sweet, O Jesus So Mild,' or perhaps not surprisingly, one of the musical settings of the hymn, "'A Mighty Fortress Is Our God.'" Bach was feverishly productive in his life. For many of his professional years, he served as cantor of St. Thomas Church in Leipzig. Fittingly, this church is depicted in the Johann Sebastian Bach stained glass window. It's said that for some time Bach produced a cantata every week to accord with the liturgical calendar. Perhaps, as one has put it, because of his presentation of the Christian truth within musical excellence, Bach was dubbed the fifth evangelist. Of course, there were but 4 men who recorded by inspiration of the Holy Spirit the teachings, ministry, passion, death, and resurrection of our Lord Jesus. By name, you know them, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. But the affectionate, though less accurate, and broader in scope, designation applied to Bach has stuck, the fifth evangelist. Perhaps an indication that Bach knew some humility in the face of the great gift he'd been given by God. When it was noted that his music was remarkable, he said to have replied, "It's not all that remarkable. You just have to hit the right note at the right time." God seems to have given him a good sense of humor, too. Johann Sebastian Bach entered eternal glory on July 28, 1750. His body is buried in the floor of St. Thomas Church in Leipzig, not far from the baptismal font. The church seems to be named for the apostle who voiced that great confession of Jesus Christ, "My Lord and my God." We praise God also for Bach's confession of the one faith, a confession of words so often born on the notes that he composed and the harmonies he arranged and within the measures and melodies that he wrote. On July 28, 1750, no longer encumbered by the trials of this life and world, Johann Sebastian Bach began to experience, you might say, his true greatness. That which belongs to every child of God and heir of heaven, the blessings of this life for Christians notwithstanding. And to such life lived, died, and then to such a life entered. Without doubt, Johann Sebastian Bach would say simply what was penned in the simple initials SDG on each of his musical works, Soli Deo Gloria. To God alone be glory.